Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild night across the country with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Expect a gentle breeze if you're stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, just in, Jerusalem expects the nuclear issue to be dealt with in Iran talks, according to Israel's Defense Minister Katz. He also pledged that the IDF will not withdraw from security zones in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and Samaria. Also, from Walla, earlier today, there's a pressing question on half a ton of uranium that could determine the fate of the agreement with Iran. While Washington presents this as a deal to remove enriched uranium from Iran, Tehran insists otherwise. Also this hour, a senior U.S. official told the Jerusalem Post that Prime Minister Netanyahu will not attend Trump's meeting with Middle East leaders at the G7. Trump is expected to meet leaders from the UAE, Qatar, and other regional countries. Separately, from Axios, in earlier reporting, Iran launched missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This move could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict, with Israel likely to respond. And finally, according to JTA, 6 months after her father was killed at Bondi Beach, Shaina Gutnick has become a leading anti-Semitism advocate in Australia. The tragic event transformed her into an international figure. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran's negotiating team is not planning any visits to Geneva or elsewhere in the coming days. This was reported by Iranian state media. Mark Dubowitz shared earlier today that a Lebanese military court sentenced three journalists in absentia for appearing on Israeli media and criticizing Hezbollah. The Times of Israel noted activists rallying to kick Israel out of FIFA despite the team's absence from the World Cup, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran talks, Israel remains firm on resolving the nuclear issue. Katz's statement reflects ongoing tensions as the region watches closely. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to the uranium deal, the Walla report highlights a critical sticking point. Tehran's insistence on retaining the material contrasts sharply with U.S. goals. This divergence underscores the complexity of reaching a final agreement. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's absence from the G7 meeting, as noted by the Jerusalem Post, signals nuanced diplomatic dynamics. Trump's bilateral meetings could influence regional alliances and strategic decisions. That missile strike from Iran earlier, reported by Axios, adds a dangerous layer to the ongoing ceasefire. The potential for escalation demands careful international monitoring and could change diplomatic priorities. Lastly, Shaina Gutnick's advocacy, as detailed by JTA, resonates globally. Her efforts spotlight rising anti-Semitism and the need for broader awareness and action. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Rafael has opened the battle for the next generation of IDF spy satellites. This involves a partnership with the German company Reflex to develop cost-effective satellites for mass deployment. Separately, from Globes, Teshuvah seeks a higher shekel price for gas. NewMed Energy is trying to renegotiate terms due to the shekel's strength against other currencies. And finally, CTEC reveals that security officials warn Israel may need to act against Iran every 5 years. This reflects a new reality of ongoing military engagement and rising defense costs. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.